Peter, you've had a chance to watch Sea of Snakes, the next Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special. What's your impression of the show?
It's a pretty amazing show. I mean, you know, I have been fortunate enough to dive with sea snakes, and I've never seen sea snakes so thick. I mean, the fact that they have, this is an island where this is the only kind of sea crate is found. It's the only snake in the world that actually lives in the water and then comes back on land. To see a researcher reach into a group of sea snakes and grab them with his hand and bring them back out and place them in a bag and test them is pretty amazing. The show itself is one of the most impressive sea snake research shows I've ever seen.
Now, Sea of Snakes was filmed off of a remote Pacific island. First of all, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Maybe you can help me out with that. And you can tell us, can you tell us a little bit about the island?
I certainly can. It is a, just a second here.
No problem.
Let me get my pronunciation here.
Sorry if I'm putting you on
the island, okay. It's the island is Niue, and it's one of the largest coral islands in the world, and it's in the South Pacific in Polynesia. And it's a spectacular island because the reef is healthy. It's so remote, and the water is absolutely clear, so it's a perfect place to film these sea snakes. So it's an amazing island in itself where this show takes place.
So how do these sea snakes survive underwater? Are they have gills like fish, or do they come to the surface to breathe?
Actually, they have to come to the surface to breathe. They have a sort of an oblong lung, one lung, that stretches throughout its body, and they surface about every 20 minutes. They're almost always on the move, depending largely on just how active they are. If they're hunting a lot, then they come up about every 20 to 30. If they're resting in a rocky area, then they can stay down as long as an hour. But this is what makes this snake unique in that it does have to come back up and surface and get air and go back down. It has to be on the move while it's living in the ocean.
Well, Peter, this Wild Kingdom special focuses on one sea snake in particular. It's called the sea crate. Tell us what is a sea crate and how does it differ from other types of sea snakes?
Well, what makes the sea crate different is the sea snakes that we dove with in the Great Barrier Reef, like almost all other sea snakes, spend their entire lives in the ocean. They never come up on land. They're unable to come up on land. And they give live birth in the ocean, and as soon as they're born, they just swim away and leave them, which is true of all snakes, by the way. No snakes have any mothering instincts at all. The sea crate is unique in that it still has scales under its body, so it can actually swim to the shore or underground caves in the reef and crawl up and lay 3 to 4 large eggs, and then they hatch out. So this is an animal that survives both on land and in the sea, and so a sea snake.
Tell us how the sea snakes you've worked with in Australia compare with this sea crate.
Well, the sea snakes in Australia were much more gregarious. They would come and they play in their bubbles around your mask, which is a little disconcerting the first time that happens, I might add. And they're just more curious about you. The sea crates are a larger snake. They're faster. They're much stronger. And the gentleman doing the research in the show has actually been bitten by them before. He said he looks down once in a while, and he'll notice that one will be chewing on his glove. Now, the manner in which one goes to catch sea snakes is to put on a wetsuit that's just a little bit thicker than the length of the fangs in the snake. See, sea snakes have very small fangs, although very sharp. And so he's wearing gloves, but not a full wetsuit, which really alarmed me to see how well he handled all these highly venomous snakes in shorts and bare arms and just with a pair of gloves.
Well, tell us what do these sea snakes eat, and how do they find their prey?
Well, they actually, the same way snakes do on land, they have a sensory gland in their head, which when they stick their forked tongue out, it picks up on the scent. In this case, the scent of usually a bottom-dwelling fish. They simply follow the scent through the water and the vibration that the fish tries to make getting away. Then they swim up to the piece in the coral. There'll be a nook or a cranny, and they'll actually corner it, wrap their tail and its body around the hole so the fish can't leave, and then they bite it with this very powerful venom, and it kills it almost instantly.
What kind of dangers do they face? Are they, do they have to watch out for sharks, for example?
Well, they do. It's not easy being a sea snake out there. About 10% survive, and there are eels, moray eels, love to eat them. Crabs, when they crawl up on land, crabs will kill them. Large groupers will come up and eat them. So they have to be, and sharks as well. Reef sharks consider sea snakes sort of a delicacy as well. So they have many predators out there as well as being a hunter.
What about the human inhabitants of this Pacific island? How do they feel about the sea scrape?
The human inhabitants of Nui are, I think, are one of the reasons that there still are so many and they're doing so well. Generations of fishermen who live on the island have shared stories and respect about the ocean and the animals that live in the ocean. One of their beliefs is that you absolutely cannot do anything to harm marine life. You can take marine life out if you're going to eat it, but that's it. And they don't eat sea snakes. And as a matter of fact, there has never been a person killed on Nui by a sea snake. So at first, when they're children, they learn to fear them. They understand that they are venomous. But the more time they spend around them, and as you will see in this show, you'll see children swimming with sea snakes around them. You'll see fishermen handling with sea snakes around them. You'll see divers totally surrounded with sea snakes in this show. It's just amazing. As I first turned it on, it kind of gave me the chills, having never been surrounded with that many sea snakes. So it's the people of the island have nothing but respect for them.
Well, Peter, finally, are sea snakes endangered?
They're only endangered in a sense that as long as we continue to save coral reef, sea snakes are going to make it just fine. Some areas in Australia where they still fish with trawlers, some of them get caught in the trawler's nets. And those are the only times that you hear about people being bitten by sea snakes is fishermen removing bycatch from the net. They'll grab one and be bitten in the hand. But as long as we preserve these magnificent reefs of the world, I think the sea snakes are going to be here forever.
All right. Wildlife expert Peter Gross talking to us about Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special, Sea of Snakes, coming up Sunday, July 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet. Peter, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Will.